Wednesday now, June 24, 2020, 3:09 a.m. I just finished priming the last panel, one of the smaller ones. Yeah, going with the roller was a bad idea. It put more texture on there than I really wanted. This last panel, I used a brush like I usually do, and it was a lot better. I wish I had a little sprayer and some place to spray, but that'd be more trouble than it's worth. Let's see, I'm really thinking, it's early enough, I'm really thinking about painting again. The problem with days like today, it's going to be 100 or so degrees, so going for my walk, I could do it in the later morning, but it's going to be hot. I just don't like hot. So I worked for AT&T for 42 years. That sounds like a long time. Jeez. And I started off as a telephone operator, and a regular O operator. You dial O and you get the operator, and at the time, it was the largest cord board office on the West Coast in downtown Sacramento. But I ended up 5 years later working as a construction splicer, cable splicer. So that meant I had to be out in the elements a lot. And after all those years and decades of being out in the blazing heat or the freezing cold or the pouring down rain, if I don't need to be out there in that, I don't really want to go out there. It's not to say that I can't do it. It's just that I don't want to do it. I'm retired now. I can do whatever I want. So, but in that case, I have to go for my walks early in the morning to make it comfortable, which is not bad because there's less people out there. Pretty much, except for the other people that don't want to deal with the heat. And it's nice. So let me do something here, and then we'll see what happens later. You know, it's hard to make out what's happening in the world today, in our country at least. I don't know about the world. I don't know anything about the world. But you know, you watch the various news programs and you try to get a feel for how everything's going. Then you go outside and you walk down the street, and your own little neighborhood seems to be put together fairly well because nothing's going crazy. There are definitely less people out and about than there used to be. It seems that there's probably about a third or two-thirds of the cars are not on the road that used to be on the road. So there's only a third of the cars on the road. Yeah. But, yeah. My part of the world seems to be okay. We don't have any statues anywhere that somebody wants to tear down. You know, I really have a problem with trying to erase history. You know, somebody said, you know, if it was a statue of Hitler, would you want that up? Yeah, well, no, of course not. But all these statues they're tearing down, they're not Hitler. They're not anywhere that bad. They're not somebody that killed millions, was responsible for killing millions of people and tried to take over the world. Somebody's, the mob's impression, and it's a mob doing all this stuff, their viewpoint of what the world should be, and they want to enforce it. I think a lot of people don't understand how dangerous that is. Because that's the system that we're in, you know. The system that we're in is designed to move slowly so that that a mob of people won't change the direction of the country that fast. If we want change, and there has been change, people don't admit that, but there has been change as far as race relations concerned. You know, growing up, remembering the 1950s into the 60s, into the 70s, into the 80s, into the 90s, now the 2000s. Yeah, you can see where race relationships have changed. The one thing that has changed also is I keep seeing these black intellectuals talking about it, that the state of the black family has changed, but also, you know, not to the same extent, but also the white family has changed too. But the black family, you know, like they said that 75% of family households don't have a father. That's really amazing. There's some people that say, well, nobody really needs a father. Well, I have to disagree on that. Yeah, you can survive and you can probably become a good person and everything. But ideally, to have two parents would be ideal. You know, I grew up in after my father died early in my life, the early 1960s, my mom never remarried, but, you know, I had my uncle and my grandfather. And then later on in life, other male figures, you know, coaches in school and co-workers. You know, to be in my 20s and still need some kind of direction as to how I should be acting as a man is pretty sad. Yeah, let me turn the fan on. So it's going to be another hot day today. I'm really not looking forward to it too much. So I guess I can't stay in. Today's also a grocery shopping day. So we'll have to do that. The garden's starting to produce really good. Got the cucumbers and squash so far. I see some peppers coming out. Looking forward to the okra. Because of my surgery earlier this year and all the physical restrictions I had afterwards, my garden isn't as good as it probably could have been. It's not bad though. I got stuff in there. It looks pretty much the same except for the amount of vegetables I have growing. Oh yeah, I got eggplant growing too. I see, and then what really bums me out is that I'll go to the store and buy these plants that you put in the ground to plant for your garden. And I was going to get a regular eggplant and I think they're Japanese eggplants, the long skinny ones. And so I saw the row that the Japanese eggplants were in, and I found the better of the looking plants in there, and I put it in my cart and came home and found out, oh, somebody put the wrong one back in there. It was a white eggplant. So now I'm going to have white eggplants. I don't know what that's going to... I see one growing. I'm assuming it's going to taste the same. But I just wanted the Japanese ones because they're smaller. Oh, yeah. And I grew a little bit of corn. I tried to grow some corn in the yard, but we have a bunny that we let out every day, and he decided to eat all the corn that grew up in sprouts. So that was the end of that idea. And I also I tried to grow some pumpkins from seeds I had from the previous year's pumpkins, and they must have crossbred with something because they're coming out kind of weird looking. So I'm going to pull those up and probably just grow radishes. I love fresh radishes. But now I haven't been able to find any seeds for radishes. Maybe it's too late, but you figure they still have them. Well, not really motivated today, I guess. I looked at the painting, the big painting, and tried to get an idea of, let's take a look over there. Try to get an idea of what color I would try to use. It's going to be grayed out. But on the blue side, yellow side, so that would be green side, grayed out green side, lots of white. So who knows? Huh. Well, there's lots of yellow over here. Some violet down here, or purple, whatever you want to call it. A real, real rough surface, not what I'm used to in my paintings. Okay. Well, yeah, I just don't have enough time to paint today. You know, once I get involved, I don't really want to stop. And I got too much to do. I've got to do my walk early, so. I guess it could have come back from the walk and painted some more, but that's not going to happen. So I'll sign off for now.